Campus Radio. Bringt auch was zwischen den Ohren.
Hey Lisa, listen to this. Why was 6 afraid of 7?
I don't know.
Because 7 ate 9.
Ah.
Did you understand this joke?
Not yet.
Well, that's what this podcast is all about. Welcome to Easy English Jokes, the podcast about jokes for people with English as a second language. I'm Chris, and with me in the studio is Lisa. Lisa, why should people listen to this podcast?
Because laughing is healthy. If you hear a joke and laugh, you release lots of hormones, and of course, with the help of a smile, you get in contact with other people and, yeah, you connect with each other. But therefore, you have to understand the joke. And that's sometimes a little bit difficult if it's not your mother tongue, like for me.
People do say that it's kind of the highest level of speaking a language, and we are here to learn some English words and also to understand a bit about the English humour and the English culture. So hopefully, over the next few weeks or the next few months of this podcast, you will be able to understand more about the culture.
I hope so too.
So the first joke, why was 6 afraid of 7? This is quite a classic joke in English, and it relies on the fact that the word 8 is a homophone. So lots of English jokes have double meanings, and they kind of involve wordplay. So lots of English words, they sound similar, but they mean different things, and these are called homophones. So homophones are words which sound the same, but are spelt differently, and also mean different things. And in this example, 8 is a homophone.
Yeah.
So 8 means 8, the number 8. And also the trick is, it means the number 8, and also the verb to eat, or the past participle of the verb to eat, which is 8. So, can you remember the joke?
I will try. Why is 6 afraid of 7? Because 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, nearly there. It's better to say it in the past participle.
Oh,
so
okay.
Why was 6 afraid of 7?
Oh, okay. Why was 6 afraid of 7? Yes, this way?
Yeah.
Okay. Because 7, 8, 9. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Correct, yeah. So that's fair. Yeah. But everyone would have understood the first one, so it's okay.
So it's
all fine.
Okay.
When will you next explain or tell this joke? In Dresden there's probably less English speakers, or there's a few Americans maybe?
They are, but I think there are lots of another foreign students, for example, who can't speak German right now, pretty good. So I usually speak in English with them.
Mm.
So that would be nice, because I think it's pretty easy joke to understand, so I will try it.
And then if they don't understand, you can explain it to them.
Yeah.
And then everyone wins. So it's a kind of a joke, and it's a laughter spiral. So everyone is laughing.
Win-win joke.
Win-win situation. Yes, exactly. So thank you for listening to this podcast. If you have any jokes which you want to recommend to us, do write them in. And what's the email address?
It's a German one, so don't be confused. It's redaktion@campusradiodresden.de.
Okay, so redaktion, which is redaktion @campusradiodresden.de. And so we look forward to hearing your suggestions and your comments about this podcast. See you next week on
Easy English Jokes.
Campus Radio. Im Netz unter
www.campusradiodresden.de.